This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cannot blame the smell in the studio on anyone else this time. Usually it's someone else's fault. This time it's mine. But I'm not going to tell you what I smell like. You'll have to check it out on my Twitter. Oh, that's a tease. I don't know where that yell came from either, because I don't really have that much energy. I wrestled with a particular animal before I came to work. You're going to have to check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio, because I'm not telling the story yet. I will, maybe, at some point, because it is our hump show, and as you know, Ask Amy Anything is part of our hump show. Or even if you didn't know, maybe you're new to the show, I've gotten a lot of new follows, new mentions on social media going back to our holiday when people were paying attention or tuning in, I should say, for the first time. You don't necessarily have to pay attention. And so you can check that out, and maybe later I'll tell the story on Ask Amy Anything. True story, too. I would never lie to you about something this smelly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Dave is not with us tonight because he is ill. And when he is ill, there's the potential for all seven children that live in his house to get ill. And so we're hoping that he feels better after some rest. It's hard to get rest when you have seven children or more in your home. But we'll miss him tonight. Brian is with us instead, which is good. Brian, welcome. And Chris, of course. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. As for Ask Amy Anything, you'll want to send those questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page, which is named after the show. And you just look for that humongous orange box. It might require shades. The kind of shades that White Sox general manager Ken Williams was wearing at spring training on Tuesday. The White Sox are really disappointed and shocked that Manny Machado has chosen to sign with the Padres. The numbers are astronomical. I don't know if this makes baseball players happy. I would love to hear from some of them about whether or not this tilts the market back in their direction, something they can be happy about. It is the second largest contract in baseball history and the largest ever given to a free agent in American sports history. So that's a minute distinction. The Giancarlo Stanton deal was not as a free agent. So the 13 years, $325 million still stands as the richest deal across the board in any sport at any time. But Manny Machado's right there. 10 years, $300 million. With an opt-out after 5 years, which I found fascinating. Now coming up in a half hour from Arizona, USA Today insider Bob Nightingale will join us, and he's got all the answers. He's been on the front line of the breaking news throughout the last several months as we've waited for these dominoes to drop. Well, he's kind of woven this narrative through the offseason and the hot stove. And do you all remember on Sunday night, we were using his reports to give you the latest on Manny Machado, which was the Padres were at $240 million, according to some general managers, but others had heard upwards of $280. And now we find out it's actually a deal for 10 years and $300 million. So I'm looking forward to talking with Bob again. He'll join us in 30 minutes. Why the opt-out? That, to me, is a question mark. because you got the $300 million fully guaranteed, no money deferred. No incentives, no money deferred. If you got that, why are you needing an opt-out after 5 years? So that to me is something that I will be interested to hear from Bob Nightingale. But also, we're finding out more and more about the White Sox numbers, even as we wait for Bryce Harper to make his decision. I would expect that his contract would be even richer. So Manny may hold this record for a day, a week, probably not much longer. It reminds me of, I think it was the OBJ Aaron Rodgers deals that dropped in the preseason or in the offseason. No, they were in preseason, right? And OBJ had the fattest contract, and then Aaron Rodgers trumped that. I could be remembering wrong, but I feel like that's what I remember about the NFL preseason. So he's not going to hold this record for very long because Bryce Harper's still out there. And so I'm curious about the numbers that Harper will settle on. The question is, if you're the Phillies and you already know you're the highest offer, do you up the ante simply because of what you see from Machado? I wouldn't. Just so Bryce Harper can say that he's the highest paid player or highest paid free agent in baseball history. Or maybe they go higher than the 325 for Giancarlo Stanton. But if I'm the Phillies, I'm not offering any more money. Because who else is going to get him? And so those questions, we don't have answers for yet. But we do know that San Diego is Machado's destination. Maybe not his preferred destination, but he certainly preferred it over Chicago. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What's your reaction to this money from Machado? Maybe you haven't had a chance to talk about it with anyone yet. This is prime time for you. So you can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It actually may be old news on Twitter. It's been more than 12 hours now, and you know what's trending? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of the top 10 trends in the U.S. are about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. So Manny Machado, you are old news and not nearly that interesting. In case you're wondering, TMZ, it must be scandalous, is reporting that Khloe and Tristan split up over cheating allegations. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. No way. It's not even the first time or the second time. Might not even be the third time. So those are your trends on Twitter. I don't know what the trends are on Facebook, but I'm okay not knowing. So the White Sox deal had more money offered via incentives. So here was the decision for Machado and his camp. $300 million fully guaranteed, or a contract of 8 years, so a couple years less, a couple years fewer. Let's be grammatically correct, as long as we as possible. But the incentives could have put him at 320 or more. Yowzers. It's Monopoly money. And as recently as Tuesday morning, so not even 24 hours ago, Machado was reportedly still considering offers from the Phillies. Oh, watch out, Bryce Harper. The Phillies, the Padres, and the White Sox. And you got to think that's an accurate report when you hear the reaction of general manager Ken Williams from Chicago. Well, he's not in Chicago, but of the White Sox at spring training.
I'm wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
Very surprised. There are a few other words that you could put on that, but still a little bit of disbelief. You know, the one thing that I can say, and I just told Rick this not long ago, and And I will tell Jerry and our coaching staff and our players, I feel we put our best foot forward. And Jerry in particular really, really stepped up. If the offer that I'm seeing or the acceptance of the offer that I'm seeing is true, then actually our offer had the opportunity for Manny to surpass that.
So again, the numbers from the Padres are 10 years, $300 million. And Ken Williams is saying Jerry Reinsdorf, that's the Jerry he's talking about, the owner of the White Sox, as well as Rick Hahn. Actually, Williams is the president. Hahn is the general manager, excuse me. That brain trust, they all wanted Machado and felt like they made an offer that would be too good to refuse. But Machado instead picks the Padres because all of the money is fully guaranteed. So you hear Williams say, I've got my sunglasses on because I'm hiding my reaction. I'm hiding my eyes from you so you can't see the shock. Well, Hahn had a similar reaction but took it a bit farther.
Obviously, extremely disappointed with the news that is out there. Frankly, the emotion right now is a little bit still raw, so I'm going to try to keep this somewhat brief. Went to bed last night feeling fairly confident, not knowing, again, knowing that we don't know the universe of what's out there, knowing that things can move quickly, but based upon the meeting we had yesterday with the agent, which Jerry attended, knowing the improvement to our proposal that we made last night and knowing the very strong elements of certain elements of that proposal, I went to bed feeling like we put forth an extremely solid effort and that there was a very real chance of converting.
So that you hear from Chicago, they thought when they woke up Tuesday morning, this could still happen. So in this particular case, the Padres had to increase their deal so they didn't lose him to another team. It is somewhat fascinating to think about what might have happened if Machado had taken the Phillies deal. Now, I don't know what the numbers were for Machado from Philadelphia, but if he takes that deal, then what happens to Bryce Harper? Because right now, the Phillies are clearly the front runners. They've offered the most money for Harper. Do we now see the Harper domino fall quickly because Scott Boras and Harper's camp were waiting to see what Machado would get before they would agree to a deal with the Phillies? But I go back to my point from a few moments ago. If you're the Phillies and you know there's no other team outbidding you, at least not one that Harper is going to accept, so maybe Chicago. Maybe Chicago would take that money and then offer it to Harper. But if you know he's not going to accept it, and what he really wants is to play for you, well, then why would you keep adding to your deal? That seems like a bidding war for no reason. So I'd love to get your reaction. And some of you had sent it to me during the daytime as well. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on social media on Tuesday. I had to get my oil changed and also my headlight replaced because got the big drive to Pittsburgh on Thursday. And because there's snow coming to some of the nether regions where I live, where we operate. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I just got this tweet from Tom. Isn't Mike Stanton the largest contract in baseball history? Yes, Mike Stanton is, in fact, the largest contract in baseball history. Does Giancarlo go by Mike? No. So, the $325 million for Giancarlo remain the richest in baseball history. Manny Machado is now second and the most ever for a free agent, though you don't have confirmation yet from the Padres brass, just from all the players. So we'll get the reaction from San Diego spring training coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Here's the 3-0. Fly ball, left field, well hit, on its way, and gone! A two-run home run from Manny Machado. The Dodgers hit three last night. They've hit one here in but the bottom half of the first and lead it 2-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Charlie Steiner with the call of one of Machado's Dodgers home runs after he got traded there from the Orioles last year, 2018. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Machado is a four-time All-Star and a two-time Gold Glover, and he's just 26. Also, is a guy who can hit for power, 37 home runs a season ago between the two teams, 107 RBI, and a batting average just shy of 300. And it's been a while since the Padres have had the potential for power like this. It was fun to read some of the research and the context for the Padres. Only six times in Padres history has a player hit more home runs in a season than Machado did last year. Six times in their franchise history. The last player to do it, Adrian Gonzalez, a decade ago when he had 40 home runs. So think about that. For the last decade, no player, no slugger who suited up for the Padres had more than 37 home runs. If you consider the Padres' perspective, even if they had to bump up their offer at the last second to ensure that they get Machado, this is money well spent. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook, so you can react to the Machado signing, or you can use Twitter, A-Law Radio. The Padres have never won a World Series, though we talked about this last night with the retirement news from Bruce Bochy. They did go to the World Series in 1998 when he was their manager. How about this? They haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. Now, I know it's not the longest drought in pro sports right now, but that's a long time. Can Machado change that or help to change that? Can the combination of Machado and Hosmer help to change that? It was kind of fun to hear the reaction from Padres pitcher Kirby Yates, who is about to enter his third season with the team.
I had a bullpen today. I think I was slated, the whole team's stretching at 10:30, and I got to go out. We go out later, and you know, if you're throwing a bullpen, you get to kind of stretch on your own and get ready for that. So my stretch was at 10:45, and I was kind of walking through the clubhouse, and I glanced up on a TV, and it was breaking news. Machado signed, and I was kind of like, oh, wow, who did he sign? It kind of double take, and it says the Padres. I'm like, no way, hey, and like yelling at everybody, we signed Manny, we signed Manny. So opened the door of the clubhouse, kind of yelled out to everybody, like, hey, we signed Manny. And, you know, everybody's pretty excited. It's there was some buzz around camp today for sure.
You can imagine how excited they are to get a player of his caliber. Now, Hosmer, a year ago, signed what was the richest contract in franchise history for 8 years and $144 million. It's almost like chump change now, but he does not care.
Not only, you know, the production he does for himself, but he affects the guys in front of him, affects the guys behind him. You know, I think when you, whether it's before, ahead of me, or behind me, when you walk up to the plate and you see a guy like him on deck, you know, that definitely gets in the pitcher's mind, and it has to do with whatever his game plan is. So not only affects his spot in the lineup, it affects guys around him as well.
So Eric Hosmer in the batting cage is doing his interview and says it's not just him. A pitcher changes his approach to the guys in front of him and behind him when Machado's in the lineup. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Bob Nightingale from Arizona is coming up following the update, but let's take a call here from Mark in Colorado. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. I listen to you quite a bit, first-time caller, but was thinking about what you were saying about Bryce Harper. one up in Machado, and thought it was kind of interesting because as soon as Bryce settles with whoever he's going to sign with for whatever amount of money, you have Mike Trout and Nolan Arenado right behind him. And you're looking, I mean, me and some other people were talking about those two individuals, and I don't know if either one of them could command, say, $350-400 million in Nolan Arenado and Mike Trout. And after that, say it, one of those two gets up in that area of $400 million.
Oh my gosh!
Who's gonna say that somebody in the NBA or somebody in the NFL wants to be the highest paid athlete of all time? I mean, we're talking, you know, ridiculous amounts of money they're gonna sign for, and I'm just waiting to see if that comes to fruition. And I'm just amazed by the money that people will spend for these people.
Unless the labor agreement changes in a drastic manner in the NFL, that will never happen. Because even if, let's just say, theoretically, one team would write it on paper that this is the contract and it's $400 million, blah, 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 they would never commit to that kind of guaranteed money. So it would all be kind of fool's gold. No NFL team can afford that. Just the salary cap implications would be astronomical. And then it would affect the rest of your roster dramatically. I could see it happening in the NBA if they continue to do these outrageous broadcast deals. And that's where this money comes from, is from various broadcast rights fees. And those keep going up and up and up, though they may settle down some over the ratings trends that we've seen the last couple of years. The NBA was up last year, but everything's down this year other than the NFL. So that's a good point, Mark. I don't know where it stops. I don't think it ever does. I mean, that we continue to move forward. Sports are such a huge business. Again, unless the labor agreements change dramatically, baseball will always be one without a true salary cap. And so, yeah, this is a monopoly money. I can't even fathom it.
Do you see anybody paying that kind of money to Nolan Arenado or Mike Trout? Because personally, I think they're both better than Harper and Machado. Those two individuals, I think, are better players all around. But, man, $400 million, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying the same thing about $300 million. The difference between the two is obviously great, but neither one of them is something that I can identify with. I could see the numbers getting up even higher for those two guys for sure. When you consider that we're moving down the road and obviously very talented, Mike Trout is the best of the best. It would take a lot of money to lure him away from Southern California because he loves playing in Anaheim. Mark, thanks so much for your phone call. I have to let you go. We're here at the bottom of the hour. But our phone number is 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Dwayne says, all the money in the world can't make a player hustle when the game's on the line. Lazy, crazy money. Let's see another tweet. That's a waste of money. He isn't worth it. And he'll opt out just for the Padres to put nothing together with, what, 500 plus million? So, yeah, some of you are understandably reticent about giving this kind of money to Manny Machado. What does Bob Nightingale have to say? He's MLB Network insider, USA Today baseball writer. He's been all over this story as well as Bryce Harper. So when does that domino drop? What about Kimbrel? What about Keuchel? We'll talk to him from Arizona next. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And a swing and a long drive to right field for Harper, sending Nimmo back to the warning track, to the wall, and it's gone! Bryce Harper with a soaring fly ball deep into the night, his 23rd of the year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bryce Harper got a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Nationals, if I remember correctly, but he's no longer hitting home runs for them. In fact, He's still waiting for a new team. One of his long shots, deep shots on the Nationals Radio Network with Dave Jagler. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Bob Nightingale, MLB Network insider, USA Today reporter extraordinaire, who's been on the front lines of all of this MLB free agency stuff. And Bob, it's good to talk to you. Thank you. The last report I saw from you, and I use this on my show Sunday, was the Padres had an offer to Machado between $240 and $280 million. So what changed before this deal got done on Tuesday morning?
I think Manny Machado and his agent pretty much said, we're not signing for anything under $300. We want $300. The White Sox went way up. Started up at $175. They ended up at $250. They moved about $50 million just in the last few days. And that still wasn't good enough. You know, I don't think Manny Machado wanted to go to San Diego, but many talks. And, you know, now he can be kind of the, you know, the face of that franchise.
So then when it comes to the San Diego piece, great, they gave him the money. How badly then did he not want to go to Chicago if they had a higher offer on the table?
Well, they really didn't. It was $300 million over 10 years. The White Sox offer was $250 over eight. And the White Sox would say, well, it's more higher, you know, annual average salary. And we had two option years that would have kicked in under 70, but it wasn't guaranteed. So, you know, really the Padres offer, it was the highest offer.
What is the purpose of the opt-out, Bob, after 5 years? He gets the $300 million, so then why the opt-out?
I think just in case he doesn't like it. I mean, it's a long way from home. I don't think he was crazy about being in L.A., you know, living in Miami, you know, even Eric Hosmer's from Miami. You know, since the downfall is, the, you know, the three-hour time change. So, you know, your family's asleep by the time you start playing games. So, you know, maybe 5 years, he's still a very productive player, gets the market again and can find someplace closer to home.
Oh, good. We get to go through this again in a few years. That'll be great.
Right.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today has been all over the breaking news as it pertains to Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, too, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What is the latest then with Harper?
So now it's a, you know, it's kind of a stare down contest between Harper and the Phillies. The Giants are hanging in there. They're more interested in a short term contract. And that's it. I mean, the Padres are now out. They're not interested in Harper. The White Sox are out of Harper. You know, Yankees were never in. So it's just, you know, two teams and, you know, primarily one. You know, John Moulton, the owner, has, you know, pledged they want to spend a lot of money. They made some, you know, nice moves. You know, I think Harper's looking for, you know, a contract bigger than Machado. And I'm not sure he's going to get it. He may get more per year. We'll see if the Phillies blink and give them $300.
What do you think is more important to Scott Boras, Bryce Harper, that camp, the years or the money?
Well, I think you'd like to break, you know, both. I'm not sure that's possible. So it may be, you know, the record right now is Zach Greinke at $34.3 million a year. So maybe he gets $35, $36 million a year at a shorter term, you know, maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, you know, that sort of thing. I'm not, you know, I think the Phillies are kind of thinking they're, you know, going against themselves. We'll probably get the White Sox out for a while and, you know, kind of hesitant to, you know, go all in like that.
Well, that certainly makes sense. If there are no other teams out there willing to offer, let's say, even just Machado money, Machado's contract, well, then why would they increase their offer?
Yeah, exactly. I think just because, you know, since they were so aggressive and you know, talking about this winter, I think people in Philadelphia will consider a failure if they don't come up with Harper, you know, especially not getting Machado. So, you know, they know it's a perfect fit. He'll sell tickets and everything else. So I think they might be a little embarrassed if they come away, you know, empty-handed without the two biggest stars. So, you know, that's where it becomes a stare-down. I mean, last year it happened with the Boston Red Sox and J.D. Martinez. Eventually, Martinez took the Red Sox offer. You know, we'll see what happens this time around.
Okay, so then if it's not the Phillies, where would Harper turn next?
Well, the Giants, you know, are interested in a shorter-term contract. You know, I'm not sure if he wants to go to the Bay Area is close to home, but, you know, the team's, you know, away ways from winning. Bruce Bochy's retiring after this year. The other team is his old team, the Nationals, but they said that offer is long gone. You know, they offered $300 million over 10 years in September. They've spent $200 million since and have kind of gone their merry way. So I don't think they would circle back and change their mind since they've already committed so much money to other players.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but isn't the 10 years, $300 million what the Nationals offered Bryce Harper before the end of last season?
Exactly. This one, what Machado got, is not deferred, you know, not one penny. Nationals offer was slightly deferred. It went with about 284. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think that'd be a little embarrassing to sign a deal less than that since you turned that down what, 4 or 5 months ago now.
So what does that tell you about the free agent market, Bob, as you've been covering over the last several months?
Well, it's kind of a copycat league. So people say, you know what? They don't need to give long-term contracts out. They don't always work. You know, some go blowing up in our face. And so everybody's kind of thinking the same thing as far as analytics, not wanting to give a player a, you know, long-term contract, you know, past the age of 30. And so that's the thing. And the price tag's so high. It's just, you just have so many teams I've been bothering to jump in. In fact, the Padres weren't jumping in on Harper either until they realized the offers were a lot lower than they thought. So then they, you know, dipped into the free agent pool.
Bob Nightingale spending a few minutes with us here from USA Today and Arizona, where he's covering spring training. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I know these are the two big names that we've been waiting on and still, of course, waiting on Harper. But what about Dallas Keuchel? What about Craig Kimbrell? Two recent World Series champs that are still unsigned.
Yeah, I mean, since the Reds were interested in Keuchel at one time, they backed off. You know, I'm not... You know, I think he'd go back to Houston. I'm not sure he wants to. You know, I'm not sure where he ends up. You know, Philadelphia's a possibility. Same agent as Harper, Scott Boras. And Kimbrell, you know, I think he's going to end up with Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves have kind of sat back and said, we don't have that kind of money you're looking for. But, you know, maybe he falls back into their lap. You know, originally he wanted a six-year deal for over $100 million. And just, you know, there's nobody out there trying to give that getting that kind of money. So, you know, I think he might end up just signing a 1 year, 2 year deal and won't be with Boston.
We've heard from more players than I ever remember voicing their concerns, displeasure with the way this free agent market has played out again over the last couple of months. What's your reaction to what you've heard from the members of the union?
Well, they're very upset. And I haven't heard, this kind of disgruntlement, Amy, since, you know, maybe the strike days, 94, 95. So players are upset because there's so much money in the game now. The TV contracts are huge. You know, the National Network, you know, just went up $5 billion. And so the players are saying, where's that money going? You know, why are the prices being rolled back? You know, how come you're giving out, you know, $250, $275 million to A-Rod, you know, 10, 15 years ago? And now you're not, you know, you're rarely doing that. You know, we started accepting today with Machado. So that's where it is. It's just their question is, where's the money going? And how come not all 30 teams are trying to win here?
So what's the answer, Bob?
Well, I think with the next collective bargaining agreement, they're going to have to do something to make this not so much a luxury cap. And maybe say, you know what? If you guys aren't going to spend money on the luxury tax, let's have a luxury floor and have a, you know, teams have to spend at least $120 million or so to make sure that everybody's closer in payroll. It may be kind of, you know, desensitized as far as the wins, as far as, you know, right now, so many teams are not trying to win, and so they get the number one draft pick. So what the union proposes is, well, if you lose 90 games back-to-back seasons, your draft status drops 10 spots. If you drop, you know, 90 games 3 years in a row, it drops 15 spots. So maybe do that just to try and encourage more teams to win, you know, instead of just sitting back and waiting for high picks.
Mm. As someone who's covered the game for a long time, do you believe that this idea of tanking and, you know, not trying to win so that you can get higher draft picks is a legitimate problem in the sport?
I think it is in baseball. I think what happened was it worked with the Houston Astros. It worked with the Chicago Cubs. It's not going to work for everybody. Too many teams are trying it in baseball. You know, it's a, such a, you never know when you draft these young guys in the first round, whether they're going to make it, become all-stars, or, you know, be out of baseball before they even make the major leagues. And so, that, you know, it's a huge gamble for these teams doing it. But I think the problem is, you know, more and more teams are doing it, and more fans are accepting it. And that's really a concern to the union.
Mm. Yeah, right. It's no guarantees, but it definitely has worked for a couple of teams to the highest of highs in the last few years. You can find Bob on Twitter at Bob or B Nightingale, excuse me. He covers Major League Baseball for USA Today, and he's also an MLB Network insider and has been the first to give you the latest on this free agent market. Bob, it's great to catch a couple of minutes with you. Thanks so much.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you, Amy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.